It's Art Spotlight, and the 50th annual Feast of the Hunter's Moon is coming up September 30th and October 1st, a Saturday, Sunday, here just outside of the greater Lafayette area. Joining me in this studio are a couple of guests from the Tippecanoe County Historical Association. Craig Hadley, welcome.
Thank you.
And Leslie Martin Conwell.
Thank you for having us today.
We're excited. I know the community has been involved 50 years. Tell us what's a little new this year and what are folks going to be expecting that they'll love and return to?
Well, of course, we'll have the same old standards that everybody's used to, everything from the fry bread to the French voyageurs and the French colonial marines, the Native American weas. But this year, because it's the 50th, we're going to have all sorts of fun extra added programs, as well as some dignitaries that are going to be showing up for some of the opening and closing ceremonies, some of which that we're in the middle of putting together now. And we hope to even have a proclamation from the governor's office.
Oh, wow. This is pretty exciting. This is something. How long have you been involved with this, Leslie?
This will be my 44th feast.
Oh, my goodness.
So I started when I was pretty young, and the reason I'm going to make this my 44th feast is because I really believe in the event. I think it's a wonderful thing for the community, and I love the historical education that it gives.
Yeah. How's it changed over the years? Because I imagine it's expanded, and we've seen some wonderful pictures that were on display down at the Fountain Gallery and whatnot. How's it changed over the years?
Oh, it's changed so much. The first year, there were 900 people there that it was open to the public. Last year, we had over 44,000. So obviously, the public and the schools have discovered the event. We're very grateful for that. One of the things that really spurred a lot of the development of the feast was the archaeological dig when the original site of the fort was founded in 1968, where they actually found the site, and all the information that we garnered from the archaeology really improved our knowledge and interpretation of the site, which led to a higher quality educational event.
My guests are Leslie Martin Conwell, who we just heard from the Tippecanoe County Historical Association, and their executive director, Craig Hadley, is in this studio. Craig, there are all sorts of things that you guys do. This obviously is focusing on the 30th of September and October 1st, but there are year-round things that you guys are involved in, aren't you?
Oh, most certainly. We do all sorts of programming around the year. Most people don't realize we oversee the Tippecanoe Battlefield and Museum. We do programs out there on a regular basis. We also have the Blockhouse Museum out at Fort Weotnon Park. We even have a 200-acre archaeological preserve where the original fort site is that we oversee. And we just purchased a new building downtown that we're in the middle of renovating now, which is going to be on the corner of 6th and Columbia, and is going to become a history center and museum, which will open this coming April.
My guests are with the Tippecanoe County Historical Association, and we're looking forward to Feast of the Hunter's Moon coming up at the end of the month and beginning of October. You can find out more at feastofthehuntersmoon.org. I was looking at the Facebook page and saw a wonderful reproduction of a spoon that was uncovered in 1968. What else? I know that's a great way to connect. Are there anything special coming up for this 50th season?
Oh, yes. We have special things that we're going to be selling. We have the spoons, obviously, that are a wonderful exact reproduction. Pewter Smith by the name of Daryl Sheldon masterly put those together. We also have special commemorative pens that we have created, as well as a special medallion that our participants are going to be wearing. And we've even got a silver challenge coin that has the same design on both sides that we'll be making available for both memberships as well as to sell to the general public. So there's all sorts of special things from T-shirts to other to mugs that commemorate the 50th anniversary this year.
Leslie, I was curious, if I've never been to a Feast of the Hunter's Moon, what can I expect? Because I know that I've heard lots about the food, I've heard about some music, and of course, the setting, I'm sure, itself is pretty amazing. But what are folks in store for on the 30th and 1st?
Well, I think, the official name of the event is Feast of the Hunter's Moon, but everybody calls it the Feast, because that's what it is. It's very famous for the food. When you first come to the entrance gates and you pass through, you'll get a commemorative program. that'll really be something that you want to keep. And there'll be a schedule of events there. We would encourage you to look through that, look at some of the programming. But we also encourage you to let yourself be surprised. Follow your ears, follow your nose, follow your stomach, certainly. But there will be many different cultural activities. We have a very heavy Native presence at the Feast of the Hunter's Moon, French colonial, Scottish, American colonial, you name it. All the players that were at Weotnon in the past are there this year, and they're here to help us commemorate, because besides the 50th feast, it's also the 300th anniversary of the founding of Fort Weotnon. I mean, how cosmic is it to celebrate an anniversary like that? So just come take a look at the program and then just make your way through the 18th century.
But tell us a little bit more, Craig, about the other partners.
We have just over 50 nonprofit organizations that work with the Feast of the Hunter's Moon, everything from running our ticket gates to other services. And also, every food vendor at the feast is required to be a nonprofit organization. And so all that fantastic food you have, from the fry bread to the croquignoles to the lamb and the buffalo stew, is all put together by a nonprofit organization. And I cannot think of another community event that supports so many nonprofit organizations in our community.
Tell us a little bit about where folks can find out more information. And if obviously they're going to be at the fort, they'll find out more. They can get things there. But where can folks call, or where can folks go online?
Well, they can go online to our main website, which is tippecanoehistory.org. They also can come by any one of our locations and pick up membership forms and information. And then at the feast, we're actually going to, for the first time, we're going to have a membership tent for members only, but you can also purchase a membership there. So it'll be a place where you can go and rest, get some free refreshments, and relax, and also purchase a membership as well.
Craig Hadley is my guest, the executive director of the Tippecanoe County Historical Association. Also joining me is Leslie Martin Conwell, the event manager and the coordinator for Feast of the Hunter's Moon. Well, we're looking forward to it. It is the 30th and 1st, to the end of this month and the beginning of October, and all the activities. We hope you guys will come back.
Thank you.
Thank you.